Okay, so in statistics class, we're currently analyzing a book called How to Lie with Statistics, and our group members are?
Amanda,
Keela,
Lexis,
Zaria,
and Catherine.
The book started out really, in my opinion, it started out really slow, because I pictured it as like, at first I pictured it as just like math equations throughout the whole book, because it was like how to lie with statistics. I didn't expect to have scenarios. But when I started reading, they had a whole bunch of scenarios, and at first it caught me off guard because I didn't really know. Like, I had to reread it twice because I didn't know exactly what I was reading because it was hard to get into it. But
this
is my thing.
Sorry. This book reminded me a lot of that movie we watched with the ones like, what do you name people and all that other stuff. Y'all remember that
movie? Freakonomics?
Yeah, it reminded me a lot about that. I mean, obviously, they both have stuff to do with statistics, but it was just like the scenarios from the book, they were related somewhat to the scenarios they were trying to like explain in the movie. Did I say book already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the scenarios in the book, they were related to some of the scenarios in the movie. And I just thought that was like sort of interesting.
I think that the scenarios also were interesting as well, just because of the fact that it made it seem like I wasn't reading math anymore, and it was kind of a way to introduce a subject to you, which made it like more interesting so that you can understand different criteria like mean, median, and mode.
I thought it was interesting when I first read the title because I thought there was like this secret formula that we had to find out to get like an answer to a statistic question. But then when I read it, it was just like, go to somebody's house, check what books they read. Like, I didn't know people actually had time for that.
And like, also, like, who wants to read a book about math? Like, I was just thinking when we got this book, like, what is going to be in this book about math? Is it just going to be like a little textbook form of what we used to do in third grade, the ones that we used to get in third grade? It was weird. Like, and I thought that it was awesome how they used scenarios that we can relate to right now, like with the guy from Yale and things like that. We understood that type of thing because we're going through that at this moment.
Right. So the I guess like what Lexis was saying, the Yale man scenario was basically talking about like the median income for each person that was reported and how like they're kind of lying with statistics, like the cover of the book is, because a group of people are being excluded from what is trying to be represented, which was interesting to me because I feel as though this is something that is widely done in politics, I guess. So,
this book, like, it said that the average Yale man class of 24, Time magazine noted once, commenting on something in the New York Sun makes $25,111 a year. And I was confused. Is it like 1924 or 2024? But 2024 ain't happening yet, so I'm guessing it's 1924.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying like $25,000 is not a lot of money now. So I was just thinking as to like how old the actual book was and how accurate the facts are and how relevant they are today.
That's why I felt like it was kind of hard for me to really even, like, why I think I had to partially reread it again, because it just seemed like it was hard to, like, at least that scenario was hard to relate to, because I was looking at the years and I was looking at the incomes, and I'm just like, that's not the income for this year.
You can win $25,000 on Family Feud. Like, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah, well, so yeah. That's why I felt like, at least for, like, the first few chapters, I had to, like, I read it once and I read it again, because a lot of it was just kind of dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was also another scenario where they talked about the housing, I think, and how much, like, how they would do, like, they would say, like, oh, well, this is the average, and kind of trick and lie to you and use different kind of average. So they came back. I think they started off saying that the average housing was one price a year, and then it was another the next year. And, like, they were like, oh, which one are you going to believe? Because it was basically two different kinds of averages that was calculated.
I felt like when I was reading the book that the book was basically saying to lie about it, or like you have to really go deep into it rather than finding the equations, like the answer to equations. Like you have to go to people's houses or like look deep into something in order to find the real answer to it. I don't know, I guess I didn't expect it to be that way.
I think that's just how like statistics is. Like it's not like even during the course of the school year, it wasn't a whole bunch of actual math that we were learning. It was more about how things work. And, you know, I just feel like this book was really basically a whole bunch of lies. Like, that's what it came off to me as. Like, several passages in that book just made me think, like, well, that's not currently true. And that's going back to what I said, like, how relevant is this book to now, like, today's economy, today's, like, sort of people, today's sort of income, so today's sort of houses. And it was just, it seemed like a really out of date. So.
Also, I also think that this book shows what kind of math this is. Like, it's, like Kayla said, it's not like a math with a whole bunch of formulas and a whole bunch of numbers. It's a wordy math, and it's a math that can trick you. It's a math that can confuse you really fast. But it's a math that goes hand in hand with the world, because it shows a lot of how things work, how things get misperceived, and how we look at things. And it
like what Kayla was saying, I agree with what she was saying, because it's like, oh my God, how do you say it? It's like you don't have the right answer. It's just like an estimate of what you can find with the information you have. And throughout the whole book, they're just saying like a whole bunch of like the statistics based off biased stuff. Like, they just gave examples about being biased.
I think that, like, it's more like they justify their opinion. Like, how we do in statistics, like, well, it's not really a set answer. Mm-hmm. We always, like, we will do the math, and then based off of what we, our opinion is what, as long as we justify it, that's how we prove our opinion to be true.
Definitely. It's just, like, different methods to make it seem like it's the most accurate, which is why, like, politicians also lie as well, because it's a form of statistics, and the way that we're able to show real world events to talk about what is going on.
I feel like when, like, politicians do run for office, or, you know, any real world example, they do use a whole bunch of statistics. Like, they have to comply with the different demographics as far as, like, how many people are into, like, you know, how many people are into saving the environment, or how many people mm-hmm. are really into, like, getting jobs across the different city or whatever. Like, it's really all about, like, the world, the way the world works is really all about, like, I don't want to say...
Gathering information.
Yeah, I don't want to say statistics per se, but it's all about information and gathering data. Like, the way people interact with one another, like, the people's relationships as far as, like, worldly matters go, it's always all about how much stuff is.
And then there's also people who are, like, left out of the group, which is one thing which makes the data less accurate. And then I think, like Kayla was saying as well, with gathering information, whereas, like, wait, come back to me. I just lost my thought.
What I was going to say was that from the book, I was reading how there was an average height of the men, and they found that most of the men were 5 feet. So they just went by the estimate that most men are 5 feet, and they don't have to find the mean meeting, nothing like that. I just think that's, like, inaccurate information.
Like the paper we did yesterday? Was it yesterday we did the paper? Where they had something about assuming?
Yeah.
Like, oh, assuming. Because,
really, like, right. That's not, like, statistics is usually about... like a given amount of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So estimating and assuming, it just makes me not believe the information even more.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think that statistics is a segue, or gives you a way to lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not very, like, it's not something that I could bet my life on. As where I could bet my life on an equation that I could plug numbers into and bet that I'll get this answer when the time that it comes out. So I think that statistics is not very, it's not accurate at all. Like, because it's no way that you could probably measure everybody's height in the world and get the average height. It's kind of hard to do that. So I think it's weird for you to have an average height and only measure people in America. they have to measure people in all of the countries and stuff like that. If you want to get an average height for the world, it would be a difference if it was an average height for America, but for the world, you got to do everybody, and I just don't believe that they do that. It's hard.
Right, and also when they take, like, samples of data, you never know who's really lying about it, either because of embarrassment or just because, like, personal beliefs as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like,
it's like people error.
Like, when we made that dice, we had to make that weighted dice, mm-hmm. and flipping them coins, I'm sorry, I stopped putting any number new after a while, because that was a lot of flips, over 60 flips, and I was not,
and
I was not doing all them flips.
And that's the thing I still don't understand, at least with that situation, not to steer off from the book, but it, I don't feel like that was even accurate, because some of the ones that were loaded, they still rolled just like a normal die would.
But it's because of human error.
Mm-hmm. It's like when people conduct science, massive science experiments, like to see how much, like with the, when people are given like, given like pills to try out,
mm-hmm.
like for new medicine and stuff that goes on. I really feel like people lie. Like, it's no, some people react differently to certain medicines, not to get like scientific, but when people collect data for certain things, it's really inaccurate. Like, I feel like there's no exact way to collect the most accurate data without using computers and like without using actual factual numbers. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
And then I also think that there's like, of course, some variables you can control and stuff, like who's the people that you're conducting the stuff for and just like general stuff like that. But you, it's just like you going by what you know and what you think is going to work out for a good data set and what other people have thought out to be a good method.